Lekuta Sichas Chelik Yutes Chag HaSukkos Sicha Aleph. The Gemara Zokt in Sukkah, in the Sechta Sukkah the Gemara tells us, Tanya Rabbi Lezer Eimer. We learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Lezer says, Kishem She'ein Adam Yetzi Dechavosu B'yam Tavrishim Shol Chag B'lulov Shol Chaveire. Just as a person cannot fulfill his obligation for the mitzvah of lulav and esrig on the first day with a lulav that belongs to somebody else, the chsiv, because it says in the pasuk lekachtem lachem b'yom rishon priyetz adakapas tmarim, the pasuk says you shall take for yourself on the first day the esrig and the lulav and so on. Mishalachem, it has to be lachem, means mishalachem, it has to belong to you. So just like by the mitzvah of lulav, so kachin adam yetzi dechavosu v'sukasu shol chaveire, just so also a person cannot fulfill his obligation to eat in the sukkah with someone else's sukkah. Dechsi, because it says in the pasuk, chag hasukkas tasa lecha shivas yomim, you shall make for yourself a yom tov of sukkas for 7 days. Mishalacha lecha teaches us that it has to be your own sukkah. Even though they said, the Chachamim said that you can't be Yotze with someone else's lulav, but you are able to fulfill your obligation for a sukkah with someone else's sukkah, because the pasuk says, Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukkas. Every citizen of the Jewish people shall sit in the sukkah. Malamed, from this we learn, Shekol Yisrael Ru'uyim Leisha B'sukkah Achas, that all Jews are fit to be able to sit in one sukkah. As the pasuk says, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael, every citizen should sit in the sukkah, meaning to sit, that we can even sit in the same sukkah. Obviously, not everyone owns that sukkah, so therefore we know that you can sit in someone else's sukkah as well and fulfill your obligation. Barabbanon, so hay lecha mashma may darshubei. But the Rabbanon that say that you are able to borrow a sukkah, what do they do with the word lecha by sukkah, which says tasa lecha shivas yamim? So what do they do with that word lecha? It has to be yours. So they answer, the Gemara answers, miboy le'l'mu'utik zula, that lecha is needed in order to tell us that we cannot use a stolen sukkah. Aval sha'ula, but a borrowed sukkah, ksiv kola ezrach, it says, as we said, all the citizens can sit in the same sukkah. It means you can borrow a sukkah, but you cannot steal a sukkah. The halacha is vidah chachamim. The final halacha is, as the chachamim said, as chosh miznish yetzi b'yom tov rishon from chag ha'sukkos medalud minim sh'ulim, that even though on the first day of sukkahs you cannot fulfill your obligation for lulav and esrig with a borrowed lulav and esrig, mishum debi'inan lachem, because it has to be your own, is over by sukkah andish, but by sukkah it's different, u'menez yetzi mitah sukkah sh'ulim, you can be yetzi with a borrowed sukkah. Of course, just as a note, therefore we, in order to, if you want to let somebody else use your lulav, or you want to use somebody else's lulav, they have to give it as a gift, on the condition that you will return the gift. But when they're using it, it belongs to them fully. B'malerin b'pashtis is mashma. As this is as we read this halacha, it seems, as the tam favoz de chacham mahaltnas mizyeitze, that the reason that the Chachamim hold, go by the halacha, that you could be yaitza with a borrowed sukkah, is the limit from pasukol ezrach b'Yisrael, melamed Yisrael ruil leishiv b'sukkah achas, because this teaching from the pasuk that all the Jews can sit in the same sukkah is megala as tasa lecha meit nisht as dav zayin shalacha. Therefore, that teaches that when the pasuk says tasa lecha, that it should be yours, it doesn't mean, the pasuk Kol Ezrach is teaching us that that lecha does not mean that it has to be fully yours. Der lecha kumt nor l'mu'utik zula, it's teaching that the lecha is only coming to eliminate that you cannot use a stolen sukkah, but that you could still use a borrowed sukkah. Zokta b'd Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch says as follows, even though the Torah said that you have to make a sukkah, the sukkahs should be lecha. Misha lecha, it has to be yours. Klaim, shetesa sukkah shulcha, in other words, that the sukkah should be yours. Veloy shulcha veircha, not belonging to your friend. Afal pikein, even so, yetze adem yirecha vasa v'sukkah shu'ula, still you can be yetze with a borrowed sukkah, the kimish nichnas la berushus, because since you enter into the sukkah with the permission of the owner, hadehi kishalai, it's as if it was yours. And that the word lecha is only teaching you that you can't have a stolen sukkah. Zet memefura, so from this we see clearly, as oich by sukkah lent men up from lecha as a stav zayin shalcha, that even by sukkah, it also, we still use the word lecha by sukkah to teach that it has to be yours. But still you can be fulfill your obligation with a borrowed sukkah, because when you borrow it and it gives you permission to use it, it's as if it is yours. So it's not as if we said that the lecha is no longer necessary, that it doesn't have to be yours. It does have to be yours, however, borrowed is considered yours for this. So you have to understand, the baal does the tam vos mizyetze mit hasukkah shu'ula. Since the reason why you can be yetze with a borrowed sukkah is nishval the pasuk kola ezrach, is mar b'shu'ula, is not because we have the pasuk kola ezrach that includes, since the Torah says that everyone can sit in the same sukkah, so it's telling you that you can use a borrowed sukkah. It seems that that's not how we know it from the way the Alter Rebbe says it. Nor vashul is areki shaloi, but rather because borrowed is as if it's yours. So it is meeting the requirement of the word lecha. So if so, favozol shul and nizayin kosher eich by lulav. So if so, why shouldn't the a borrowed lulav also be okay mitzadim zelben tam for the same reason? Vashul is areki shaloi, because borrowed, since you had permission to use it, it's as if it's yours. What's the difference between a lulav and the sukkah in this regard? Since we're not learning it from Kola Ezrach, since we are now applying lecha as needing to be yours, but borrowed is as if it's yours, so then why shouldn't it be the same by lulav? Lecheira v'otnig kent enferin, it would seem that we would be able to answer it this way. As in dem gedef von shalcha shaloi kufa, that in how we define the word shaloi, yours, in that itself there are differences. As in is an ort of chilukim, there one could imagine that there are differences. A vifful is shaloi, how much yours it has to be. One could say that even in the term shaloi, that it has to be yours, there are differences in how much yours does it have to be. By sukkah is the pasuk called ezrach megale asis masvik of a klener dargin lecha mishulcha, that since the pasuk called ezrach teaches that all the yidden could sit in the same sukkah, so that reveals to us that even though the Torah requires it to be yours, it defines down the level of yours, of how much yours it has to be. In welchen euch shu'ula vert nichlol chotches is nishuloi mamish. And in this definition of shulcha, even a borrowed one fits into that category of shulcha, into that level of how much yours it has to be, even though it doesn't fully belong to you. Mashenkin by lulav, whereas by lulav, vu siz nishtoyal zalimud, where the Torah doesn't teach in any way that everybody can share a lulav as it does by sukkah, that everybody can share a sukkah, is the pirush from lekachtam lachem. Therefore, over there, when it says you should take your own lulav and esrig, mishulachem mamish, over there, there's no defining down the word mishulachem. It has to be yours completely. A full shtendiker oif mishulachem, over there has to be the full measure of yours, meaning what every category of yours that can be defined, meaning it's fully yours. Thus is memayt lulav ashol, and therefore that eliminates a borrowed lulav. So we could answer it that way. Aber von Loshen von Alten Rebbe is invited to conceive his mashma, but from what the Alter Rebbe says in the next paragraph, it seems, Ashu'ula by sukkah is in them gedev from Shaloi Mamish, that what we call a borrowed sukkah is still defined as yours completely. How do we see that? There's Elu Shayna, because this is what the Alter Rebbe says. Even though b'di'eved one can be yotze with a sukkah that is built on public property, like a reshus harabim, public property. Still, l'chatchila, one should not use a sukkah that is built on someone else's property. Because it's not called his. We're talking about without that person's permission, because it's not called his. And the Torah says it has to be yours, which means you should make it for yourself, meaning it has to be yours. And this cannot be compared to someone borrowing a sukkah to sit in, where somebody actually borrowed it, got permission to use it, meaning he borrowed it with the other person's consent, because over there it's literally like it was yours. Since you got permission, it's as if he gave it to you. So the Alter Rebbe makes a difference between building a sukkah on a public area, so although one could say that it belongs to everybody, or I'm sure that he doesn't mind, but since he didn't, so b'di'evid you might be able to be yotze, v'lechatchila you shouldn't, because it has to belong to you. And a borrowed sukkah is not the same at all, because there he gave you permission, so it's as if it's yours completely. So we see the Alter Rebbe considers it as if it's yours completely when you borrow it. Zet min defun, az mit ha-sukkah shul is min yotze nish defar, v'az by sukkah is genug, so we see that the reason that you could be yotze with a borrowed sukkah is not because by sukkah it doesn't have to be completely yours, and it's enough that it's so to speak yours. Norval shu'uli is taka azayvi shaloi mamish. We see that the Alter Rebbe says that a borrowed sukkah, it's as if it's yours completely. Is hadra kushal l'duchta. So now we're back to the original question. Favoz vert shaylan ismait. By the dalad minim, why is borrowed not good enough for lulav and esrig? Since, as the Alter Rebbe says, it's yours completely. Kemenzog. So perhaps we can say, as the uftu von limud kola ezrach is nisht, as by sukkah is maspik oich vens is nisht in ganzen shaloi. That what the Pasuk Kol Ezrach is teaching is not that by sukkah it's enough that it shouldn't be completely yours, nor fakeret, but to the contrary. As inyan asukkah hotin zich hazah geder v'asim tzadem v'etshu'ula basukkah shaloi mamish. That what Kol Ezrach is teaching is that by sukkah it has a definition that in regards to sukkah, borrowed is yours completely. That's what Kol Ezrach is teaching. Not that it doesn't have to be completely yours, but that borrowed is completely yours, and that specific to sukkah is what we learn from the pasuk Kol Ezrach. V'yashleimer ahezba b'pashtas, and we can even give the reasoning for this. V'bald as erbarktam de sukkah zizol zayin punkt v'dirasikva kol hashana. Since when one yid borrows lends a sukkah to another person, he knows that what you need the sukkah for is to make it your fixed place of residence. That's the mitzvah of sukkah. You have to treat the sukkah as if it is your place of residence. That's where you're living now. Which is the whole meaning of the sukkah, of eating in the sukkah, spending time in the sukkah, to spend time as if that was your main place of residence. Mashenkin belulav, whereas something that doesn't apply to lulav at all. Sheshalcho rak tnai, where that it has to be yours is only one condition of the mitzvah of lulav. But it's not that the whole definition of the mitzvah of lulav somehow is dependent on yours, that it's yours completely and so on. It's a condition. Whereas by sukkah, living there as if it's your main residence is the definition of the mitzvah of sukkah. Is the bargain ba'efin the shalei mamash. So therefore, when you borrow a sukkah, or when this other Jew lends you the sukkah, he's lending it to you in that way. it is going to become your full residence. Adaita d'ochi shiloi, for this purpose is what he lent it to you. So therefore, that explains why by sukkah it makes sense that we should say that borrowed is yours completely. So we can add to this and explain it better according to, if we understand it, what the inner meaning of sukkah is. From pasuk kol ezrach lent menop as kol yisrael ruuyim leishu v'sukkah achas. From this pasuk kol ezrach, we learn that all the yidden are fit to be sitting in the same sukkah mitzadim ilui fun sukkah, and that is because of the high level, this great exalted level of the sukkah. Veren ali yidden esached in ein mitzias. All the yidden join and become one homogeneous entity. Biz as kol yisrael ruuyim leishu v'sukkah achas, that everyone, all the yidden, become one entity and therefore can be in this one sukkah. Well, my high time is by sukkah oich shu'ula kishaloi mamash, and for this reason the borrowed sukkah is also as if it's yours, because all yidden become one entity and therefore it doesn't matter whose sukkah it is actually. If the person gave you permission to sit there, to be there, so then he's joined with you and you become one with him. Says Mevor in Chassidus. Chassidus explains in a Pirush HaPasuk B'Kesel Leyom Chageinu, in explaining the pasuk B'Kesel Leyom Chageinu, which says Tiku B'Chaydus Shofar B'Kesel Leyom Chageinu, which means you shall blow shofar on the first day of the month, Rosh Hashanah, B'Kesel, the day that the moon is covered, of the when the moon is covered of the month in which we're going to celebrate Chag, which means Sukkot. In other words, it's describing that since Sukkot is celebrated in Tishrei, so the day that the moon is covered, meaning Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's when you should blow shofar. So Chassidus explains what this means. As the inyan of us Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim zayin zibehelim b'kesa, that those things which happen on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they are still concealed, as the pasuk says, Bakesa, covered. Kumazera is begiluliyim chagenu in chagasukas. They are revealed and they become manifest on sukas liyim chagenu. Al pize that menoich fashtein dem chilik b'negei lachem tzishun sukkah and lulav. Based on this, we can also understand the difference in defining lachem in regards to sukkah, and the difference between sukkah and lulav tzim is yaitze mitshula, whether we can be yaitze with a borrowed one or not. And the difference between sukkah and lulav, behegdam abir dinyanim zayin b'kesei b'rashonim yom gipurim, by first explaining how these things play out on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when they are concealed, and from that we'll understand how they also happen on sukkahs. Shengiret amo barucha. It's been discussed at length as in teichem v'rashonim yom kippur zaynado drayin yonim zelo ma'ilam azed, that in the meaning, the inner meaning of Rashonim yom kippur, there are three levels of what is happening, and each one higher than the other. Number one is the mitzvah hayom. What is the actual mitzvahs that have to be done on that day, which define that day? But Rosh Hashanah mitzvahs tkiyah shofar. On Rosh Hashanah, that is of course the blowing of the shofar. Yom kippur, on Yom Kippur, the mitzvahs are tainis, the fasting of Yom Kippur, or mitzvah ha-tshuva v'avidui, in the mitzvah of doing tshuva. This is the day of atonement, so tshuva and confession of the sins is the mitzvahs of the day of Yom Kippur. Then there is the second level, dos v'zizayna fundi aseres yimei tshuva, the fact that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur all belong to this set of 10 days, which are called the 10 days of tshuva. The tshuva is hecha for mitzvahs, and tshuva is a step higher than the practice of mitzvahs. Und der Rebbe kenne sie misaka sein, das was me verfällt in der Avoide von Kiyama mitzvahs. And therefore, tshuva is able to repair that which was missed in the performance of mitzvahs, because tshuva is in essence higher than that, and therefore it has the ability to repair whatever went wrong in someone's kiyum mitzvahs, fulfilling of mitzvahs. The third level is the teichen atzmi funditeg, the inner meaning of what that day what defines that day. Vasis hecher eich fun tshuva, and that even transcends tshuva. But Rosh Hashanah, what is Rosh Hashanah about? the bakoshes Hashem and avoda fun tamluchuni aleichem. I believe that's supposed to say ha'am. The bakoshes ha'am, the pleading or the request from the people, from the nation, to Hashem, and the avoda that we do in order to bring about Hashem's becoming our king. So we request. Bakosho and Aveda Machtes and Mevish Nals Melech, our request and our Aveda throughout the day in order to bring about Hashem's wanting to become our king. Ubiyem Kippur, and what defines Yom Kippur? The Inyan Funitsumish of Yom Kippur Machaper, the day of Yom Kippur is that the essence, as has been discussed many times, the essence of the day itself brings atonement. So Yom Kippur is defined by atonement for sins. Thus, the darge from kaporah is hechav, and the kaporah shal yedei tshuva. And this level of atonement is even higher than the atonement which is reached through tshuva. In the drayin yonah verna roiz gezogt vashidina ifane yeskashos veisachtos vaniden midem veibishn. These three things, these three levels, the mitzvahs associated with the day, the inyan of the fact that they belong to the idea of tshuva, and then the essence of what the day what defines the day, they describe three different levels of the connection between the Yidden and Hashem. Ein oifen is one level of that is as Yidden zayn nazoi vi kaviyochel abazunder in metzias. It would be seen as if the Yidden are a separate entity. There is Hashem and there is the Yidden. Nor zay fabinen zoch mit alukos, but they remain. They become connected and attached with Hashem. Was in dem Eifen darf der Verbund und ich und sich öftern und ist ausdrücken durch und in Eppes durch Kiyama Mitzvahs. And in order to bring this about, since by in essence we are two separate entities, the Yidden and Hashem, so something has to come and bring the two together to affect the connection between Hashem and the Yidden, which is the mitzvah that we do. That's what brings about the attachment between the Yidden and Hashem. Because the Yidden take upon themselves to be committed to Hashem's purpose and Hashem's commands, and they actually carry out those mitzvahs of Hashem. In dem gufa is the atifera even, and then there is even a deeper level in this kind of connection. The pnimi is the geiskashus for nid mit neivishn, the more inner connection between the Yidden and Hashem, was is nish abhängige kiyama mitzvahs, which is not dependent on the Yidden fulfilling mitzvahs. There is the first level, we said that the connection is dependent on the mitzvahs that we do. When we do a mitzvah, we connect. If we don't do the mitzvah, then we're not connected. But then there is a deeper level where we're connected regardless of whether we fulfill the mitzvah or not. Und das drückt sich aus in dem Tnuah von Tshuva, and that is expressed in the idea of Tshuva, as a filo ben aid hot von sich has a shol marob genommen dem Eul Machos Shemai, that even if a Yid has, God forbid, taken off his commitment to do Hashem's mitzvahs, und oivig ben av tzivah Hashem, and therefore transgressed one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, hot er grois fadrus and charote, he regrets it deeply. He regrets that deeply. Will das verrichten et tut tshuva, and he wants to correct and repair this having rebelled against Hashem's mitzvah, and therefore he wants to repair that, and that's what the meaning of tshuva is. So that's a deeper level of connection that transcends even mitzvahs. Even if one violated mitzvahs, there is still a connection which can be repaired and brought out through tshuva. But even this kind of connection, which is deeper, even though it's true that it is a deeper connection than what is established through the performance of mitzvahs, but in the end it's still dependent and surrounds the idea of doing mitzvahs. The fadrus and charata in yinatshuva is the chayvdem was hot nish mekayin given the mitzvahs von Eibishten, because what is the meaning of the tshuva? He regrets what? What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means I regret that I didn't fulfill the mitzvahs that I was supposed to. And therefore he makes a firm decision that from now and on I will listen to all the mitzvahs. So in other words, tshuva in essence is also surrounds the idea of mitzvahs. And since this connection through tshuva also ultimately depends on making the decision to listen to Hashem, so that still means that we are essentially two separate entities. Which need to, and a yid needs to listen to and decide to listen to from now on in order to maintain that connection. So it still, in its essence, means that it's two separate entities which are connecting. The hechster efen iskashrus is, what is the highest level of iskashrus of all these three? Yisrael v'kutshabrichu kulachat. I mean, the Yidden and Hashem are one entity. Not that they're two separate entities that need to connect, but that they are one entity. Yidden seine be'etzem eins kaviyochel mit kutshabrichu, that Yidden are one with Hashem. Und der verbund sagt sich harois in der Bakashu v'na Kodesh Baruch Hu und der Avayda von Tamluchu ne'alechem. And this Avayda, this connection is expressed by what defines Rosh Hashanah. The Avayda of Hashem says to the Yidden, make me your king. Declare your commitment to me. Express our connection. Das was Yidden seinem Eider und Peil, as the Eibish is all veren amelech be'ibazeh. And when the Yidden do this, so then they trigger a feeling in Hashem, or the desire in Hashem, the ratzin in Hashem, that He wants to be our king. The iskashus of nidden mit ne'ebishten durch Torah and mitzvahs, or durch Torah and mitzvahs, or afil durch tshuva, the connection that the yidden have with Hashem, which is defined by Torah and mitzvahs, or even through tshuva, is dafken nogdem v'menemt on the ne'ebishten als melech. This can come into play only after the yidden have accepted Hashem as the king. Now we can talk about mitzvahs, we can talk about maintaining, on even if you fail, that you can still repair it, but it has to be predicated on we recognize Hashem as our king, as our master. Only then can you say you have to listen to the king. Or if somebody failed and didn't listen, then you do tshuva for not listening. And that's what connects them to the king once they've accepted the king. But however, before the Eibishter, so to speak, becomes the king, which happens through the Yidden asking that we should, that Hashem should be our king, so before we have recognized Hashem as our king, was macht as es feld ze ois dem inyan amalucha? What creates a feeling within a yid that I need Hashem to be my king? What creates that feeling? Was slib dem beten iden as ei bishol ven dem alech ibezei? And that this feeling is what motivates a yid to ask Hashem, to plead with Hashem, become our king. Why are we asking Hashem to be our king? What are we missing that we ask Hashem to be our king? Why do we suddenly want that? Is this the far vazeizayne be'etzem ein zachmet alakus? The reason that a yid is motivated to ask Hashem to become the king is because, in essence, we are one with Hashem. And therefore, we can't be without Hashem being our king because we are one with Him. And therefore, we need Him to be our king. So therefore, that's what motivates us to ask for it, and that's what motivates Hashem to declare Himself the king yet again in the new year. So in other words, that the Tamlichuni Aleichem, the third level, comes because we are essentially one with Hashem, and therefore that's what brings about that whole playing out of us asking for Hashem to be the king, and He responds that He becomes the king, and then can begin mitzvahs and tshuva and so on. Dalet. Al pise is euch verstandig, was ben gei mitzvah seine doch elukim zwischen Eden, ein Eden und a zweiten Eden, in dem Eifen von Zeyakiyum. This explains why, in regards to carrying out mitzvahs, there's a difference between one yid and another yid, and the way that they fulfill mitzvahs. Now that is nor mit kleiner chilukim is benegayet to tshuva, and the same is true also in regards to tshuva, that there are differences, even though they are smaller than the differences between how yidden fulfill mitzvahs, different types of yidden fulfill mitzvahs. But there are still differences in the levels of tshuva and the depth of the tshuva and so on. Mashenkin in the minyan from Talmud Chunei Aleichem. However, when we talk about asking Hashem to be our kings, and in the shtakin chalukin tzushin eden, there are no differences between different levels of Jews. V'mezetes by the achtorif namalach basav adam, and this can be seen as a mashal from the crowning, from the coronation of a king, of a human king. As be'esach Torah, that at the crowning ceremony was kum durch dem bittul ha'am, and what the most defining expression from the part of the people by a coronation is that they are subservient to the king, they commit to the king. Shtein asar godol unan ish poshut mit zelben bittul. At that moment, at the ceremony itself, when everybody declares their fealty to the king, and they say, we are butl, we are subservient to the king, we accept you as the king, the big minister, who was very close to the king, and the ordinary commoner, which is very distant from the king, say the same thing. They express the same commitment. There is no difference at the coronation between a great, important minister and an ordinary commoner. Nisht vi la'achreach Torah unnogdem, which is different than what happens after the coronation ceremony. Vida melech is geizig zedis, for instance, when it comes to making law, making new laws. Vostan zayne dochilukim tzvishin amtsheyem adine inem oifnakim from the zedis. Then there is a difference between how different people are seen within the context of making laws and obeying laws and so on. There are differences in important people and ordinary people in the way they are meant to carry out the laws that are legislated. So the same can be true also in understanding the connection between the Yidden and Hashem in these different aspects of our relationship. Kiyum ha-mitzvahs, what is brought out by kiyum ha-mitzvahs, v'bal zei eches iskashas is ba'efen az idin, v'zei filn zich als bazunda zach. Since in the fulfillment of mitzvahs, the way the yidin are connected to Hashem, as they feel themselves as being separate entity, a separate entity from Hashem, as we explained before, and v'abinen zich mit ha-rebishn, and then they connect with Hashem. The far is the kiyum ha-mitzvahs of Kabbalah zol by yedin einam loyd zayin bazunder eifem madrege al tzimtzis b'fnei atzmi. And therefore, the fulfillment of mitzvahs for every individual yid is based on his own personal level, and it's all based on who that person is as a person. And therefore, there are differences between different yidin and how they connect to Hashem based on their performance of mitzvahs. In Avedas Hatshuva, also in regards to Avedas Hatshuva, was kum mitzad atifer and fabun velchevet nisht uvgiton durch kiyum ha-mitzvahs b'peil. Although it's true that it talks about a deeper level of connection that cannot be reached and accomplished through the ordinary fulfillment of mitzvahs, is in them nishto aza untoshet zwischen einen und den zweiten. Therefore, there isn't as great a difference between one Jew and another. V'mezet as thus ken ufgeton veren belois dur chahirur tshuva ubeshaitachod abirigachod, as you see from the fact that tshuva can be accomplished and reached by one thought. A person has one thought of return. I need to become better. I need to change my ways. That already is defined as tshuva. In beshaitachod, it could all happen in one moment, in one instant. So we see that in one instant, anything that could happen in one instant and one thought doesn't take as much of your own personality into account. When something has to develop and it's based on your own talents and so on, so then there are differences. But when it all can happen in an instant, that means that it doesn't mean as much who you are as a person. Even so, there's still differences between the different Yidden and the way they do tshuva. Because in the end, tshuva is and based on the sins that you committed, and therefore in accordance with the type of sins that you committed. Or the higher level of tshuva, which is a return to my essence, to who I really am. Even in this higher level, also different people are different, and what defines me and what my essence is not necessarily the same as the essence of another Jew. And therefore, when I return, certainly if I'm doing tshuva for the sins that I committed, so certainly my sins are not the same as other peaceful sins. But even if I'm returning that the higher level tshuva, which is a return to my true essence, different people are defined differently, even on that level of who I really am. When it comes, however, to our submission to Hashem and asking Him to become our King, since where it comes from, as we said before, is because all Yidden are essentially one with Hashem, is kishem v'isiz nitchayich tzufananda teilen zwischen Yidden mit Neibishten. So therefore, just as one cannot separate between Hashem and the Yidden, because we are essentially one, as we talked about on this level, azoi kem and ishmachalik zayin zwischen Eid and Yidden mit Zweiten. So also you can't make any difference between one Jew and another. In that regard, all Jews are the same and equal. In the way that we're connected to Hashem, or everyone is connected to the Hashem in the same way. In dem seinen alle Yidden wie ein etzem, in this matter, all Yidden are the same essential Jewish person, and that's what is connected to Hashem. So we're all connected in the same way. And there is no difference between one Jew and another in that regard. Even though all these three details that we said, the connection through mitzvahs, the connection through tshuva, and the connections through the essence of what the day defines the day, all Yom Kippur also has the same three as we just described about Rosh Hashanah. But Chlolus Abav Begolui is Yeder von Zeh verbunden mit einem von den drei Yom Tovim von Chodesh Tishrei. But in a more general sense of these three levels, each level is connected to another one of the Yom Tovim of Tishrei, which are Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Each one of these Yom Tovim is connected in a general way to one of these levels. Rosh Hashanah steht begolui, das was is the Rosh von Yar. On Rosh Hashanah, what is the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is obvious to all, which is that it's the first day of the year, the head of the year. Says the Zman von Achtaras HaMalach, it's the day, the time when we coronate the king. Und wie der Sadigon schreibt, as der Indian Harishon for Mitzvayim Shayfer is does for Mamlichem Aleinu as Habayre. Reb Sadia Gaon gives many reasons to explain what the mitzvah of Shayfer and Rosh Hashanah, what it means, what's the reason for it. But he says that the first and most important idea of Rosh Hashanah, of Shayfer of Rosh Hashanah, is that we declare through the blowing of the Shayfer, we declare Hashem as the King. What is the obvious, what everybody knows Yom Kippur, that defines Yom Kippur, is tshuva. The Yom Ketz and Mechilas Oslicha, it's the day when the final atonement and Hashem forgives all the Yidden. If Eva Zayim Mitzvah Zamelech, for that which we may have violated a command of the king. Nochmer, even more, Afilah der Inyu von Etzumah Shol Yom, even when we talk about the essence, what defines Yom Kippur on its deepest essence, that it is atonement, which, as we said before, defines the essential connection between the Yidden and Hashem, even higher than tshuva, is als in dem inyan from a chaper ukishmei yom kippurim. Even when defining, when describing what the essence of Yom Kippur is, it still talks about atonement. The essence of the day atones for sins. In other words, that even on its higher level, Yom Kippur is about tshuva. Chag HaSukkos is the zman when Eden seine Begolia reingeton und in Kiyum HaMitzvahs. On Sukkos, what do we see about Sukkos? That's when the Yidden are busy doing all kinds of mitzvahs associated with the Yom Tov. Sukkah, Netilas Dalet Minim, the Sukkah, the Lulav, many Asukim B'mitzvahs, as the Gemara says, that on Yom Tov, on Sukkahs, the people are busy with the mitzvahs. Umbald Noch Yom Kippurim, and not only are we busy on Sukkahs, but it says even that from Yom Kippur until Sukkahs, people are busy preparing for the mitzvahs of Sukkah. That's why it says that Rishon Hu, that Lakachtem Lachem B'Yom Rishon, you shall take for yourself on the first day the Lulav and the Esrog. So the question the Gemara asks is, what do you mean B'Yom Rishon, the first day of what? It's not the first day, it's the 15th day of Tishrei. And he answers, Rishon Hu L'Cheshbon Aveiros. It's the first day when a person, once again, the calculation of Aveiros comes about. Why? Because Yom Kippur, everybody gets a full atonement. The 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, everybody's so busy with preparing for Sukkot, for the mitzvahs, that you don't have time to do an Aveira. Comes the first day of Sukkot, and now everybody's relaxed. It sets up again the possibility for Aveiras. So in other words, that we see that there is a busyness and an involvement and a preoccupation on Sukkot with mitzvahs which are associated with the Yom Tov. Ukashmoy, and it's even called by that name, Chag HaSukkos, the Yom Tov of the Sukkah, in other words, of the mitzvah of Sukkah. So in the three details that we described about each one of the Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, if you look at it in a more general sense, Rosh Hashanah describes the essential connection, Yom Kippur describes the connection through tshuva, and Sukkah describes the connection through the mitzvahs. Vibald as Ali in Yonav HaZayinim Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Bakeset. And since everything that, as we said before, everything that happens on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in a concealed way, Kumen Rabbi Gilui, Liyam Chagein B'Chag HaSukkos, are now revealed and manifest on Sukkos, is moving. We understand as Chodesh Chag HaSukkos is in Yoni Yisaskos and Mitzvahs. That even though Sukkos, what defines it is the Mitzvahs, as we said before. Verin Oberin Zei Oiskidik Boifin Golui the Alid Rain Yonam Anal Oichvish of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But still, everything that happens on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in a concealed way come revealed on Sukkot. So it expresses the two in Yonam of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. So Kishem Vir Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is doing Yoni Atzmi from Tog in them in under Inyan HaTshuva. So just like on Rosh Hashanah, there is what the day defines Tam Lechunei Aleichem, and then there is the Inyan of Tshuva. V'merum is Losh Chazal, as we see from what the sages say, Asari Yom Shabein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, does haste. In other words, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Zayin Natel from Aseres Yom Tshuva, that the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are also included into the Aseres Yom Tshuva, that tshuva defines Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. Ubiyachadim zeh mitzad atzmam hecher for the minyan tshuva, but on a deeper level, they are essentially higher than the level of tshuva, as we said before about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, tam lechuni aleichem, and so on. So they are included into the 10 days of tshuva, but at the same time they are essentially higher than that, and that's why the 10 days are called between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so that there is the aspect of the Aseres Yom Tshuva which include Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but then there is the fact that they call it the 10 days which are between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so it means that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur stand outside those 10 days. In other words, there's something about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur which is that transcends the inyan of tshuva. The nach is the dritte inyan mitzvah, and then there is the third matter, which is the mitzvahs associated with the day. Al deras egifim in pasuk b'negei sukkas. The same can be found also in the pasuk in regards to sukkas. The pasuk is mitardem chag. How does the Torah define the Yom Tov? B'chamisha asa yom l'chedesh ha-shvi, on the 15th day of the 7th month. Chag ha-sukkas shivas yomim l'ashem is a holiday of sukkas, 7 days. Chag ha-sukkas tassel ha-shivas yomim, or it says in another pasuk, you shall make for yourself for 7 days a holiday of sukkas. When azoy oich, by the mitzvah from yeshiva b'sukkas state, in regards to the mitzvah, where it explains the mitzvah of sukkah, it says b'sukkas teishu shivas yomim, in the sukkah you shall sit for 7 days. And in this pasuk, it does nicht undeiten die gadol seinen yomim yuchod mitzad asmam. It doesn't define sukkahs as anything other than that it's a chag of sukkahs. It's not that there are 7 days which are a mitzvah, which are a day of celebration, and in these days you shall sit in the sukkah. Like let's say it says by Pesach that you should, it's 7 days you shall celebrate and you should eat matzah on those days. But here it defines the entire Yom Tov around the inyan of sukkah. Is from them for statement. So from this we understand as their inyan ha'atzmi from sukkahs is mitzvah sukkah, that the essence of sukkah is the mitzvah of sukkah. That is what defines the essence of these, of this Yom Tov, is the mitzvah of sukkah. That's why it's called by that name. That's why it's always referred to in this way, that it's all about sukkahs. B'negei etzol lekichas dalet minim is the din in regards to the mitzvah of lulav and esrig. What does it say there? Lekachtan lechem b'yoyim arishim priyetz hader. You shall take for yourself on the first day the esrig and so on. As in dem yoyim arishim for yom tov sukkas, which means on the first day of a yom tov which is associated with the mitzvah of sukkah, on the first day of that yom tov you shall be mekayim the mitzvah of the four species. Was von dem is mochach, as the mitzvah of the aluminium is nicht etzem inyanif von yom erishin shol sukkas, the yom tov, which means that the dalet minim are not what defines the yom tov. On the first day of the yom tov sukkas, you have to take the dalet minim. It's a detail of what has to be done on the first day of the yom tov sukkas. The noach, and after that, noch the mitzvah from the tilas dalet minim, after the Torah describes the mitzvah of the four species, is the pasuk mamshich usmachtem lufnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, that you should rejoice before Hashem for 7 days. The mitzvah simcha v'chadayim v'chagas sukkas, the mitzvah of rejoicing on sukkas. Well, pi anal sifhei is verstandig. So based on what we said before, we can understand as the atzmi is the geachtus von jedem mit den Eibischten is in dem Eifen von Kulachad, was rikt sich heus in Tamlechune Aleichem von Rosh Hashanah, that this concept of the absolute unity, the essential unity that exists between Hashem and the Yidden, as being one, not two entities which need to connect to each other, but that they are essentially one, which is expressed on Rosh Hashanah by the idea of Tamlechune Aleichem, kumtli de gilui in dem inyan atzmi von sukkah. How was that revealed on sukkahs? Through the mitzvah of sukkah. The fabun durch tshuva, was das is ikinyan shuyam kippurim. The connection which comes through tshuva, which is the main aspect of Yom Kippur, vet ariz gizag baifim goli in mitzvah lulav. That is expressed on sukkahs through the mitzvah of lulav. Und der Verbund zwischen ihnen mit dem Eibischen durch Kiyum HaMitzvahs, and the connection that is established through the Yidden and Hashem, through the fulfillment of mitzvahs, wird nisgale in the mitzvahs HaSimcha for Sukkah, that will be revealed in the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the pasuk itself, the psukim themselves also work in that order. It starts with the essential connection, Sukkah. It moves on to the next level of the connection, which is through the lulav, that's the idea of tshuva as defined in Yom Kippur. And then there is the third level, which is the third mitzvah that's described, which is simcha, that refers to the mitzvahs, the connection between the Yidden and Hashem, and through mitzvahs. Das Borbeze, so to explain it. Vigeret Frier, as we mentioned before, as in dem Inyan von Tamlechun Alechem in der Stocke in Chelukim zwischen Eden, Ein Eden mit dem Zweiten, that based on the, from the perspective of Tamlechun Alechem, in that level, where the Yidden ask Hashem to be connected, there is no difference between one Yid and another. When the Inyan kum besukkas l'de gili in the mitzvah from Sukkah, where in Sukkahs, where is that defined? What mitzvah of the Yom Tov of Sukkahs defines that essential unity between Hashem and the Yidden and between each Yid and the other Yidden? That is, as we said, from the first mitzvah, Sukkah. Hayyei says, Kol Yisrael l'ruyim l'eishu b'sukkah achas, since all Yidden are deserving or fitting to be sitting in the same sukkah, Ali Yidden unkenech lukim, every single Jew without any difference, seine masim le'etzu le'shev, are fitting to live, to sit, which means to live, toduru zusammen in ein und derselbe sukkah. Everybody can live, not just sit, brings to mind something to be temporary. Toduru means we live together, we're there permanently. Every Yid is permanently connected to all other Yidden in the Sukkah. B'negei Lulav Shteita Medish. What does it say in regards to Lulav in the Medish? Eifem Pasuk L'kachtam L'chem B'yoyim Arishin. On this Pasuk that you should, the mitzvah of Lulav, B'mi Akasim Medaber, who is the Pasuk talking about? B'Yisroel B'akam Sh'akadosh Baruch Adon Oysim Yim Kippurim. It's referring to the Yidden and the Goyim, which were judged, each was judged on Yom Kippur. We don't know who came out on top. Teis, Hashem says, take your lulav in your hand, so that everybody could know that you, the Jewish people, were victorious in judgment. Because in this was a in ancient times, carrying a lulav, carrying a palm frond, was a sign of victory. Das heißt, as the kapara von Yom Kippurim vet nikiv in his galah besukis in them mitzvah until zalaminim. In other words, the Medrash is saying that the atonement which is achieved and reached on Yom Kippur, how is that expressed and revealed through the lulav? So we see that the lulav, the mitzvah of the dalad minim, is connected to the tshuva of Yom Kippur. So Sukkot is connected to the Tamlechun Aleichem, which defines what Rosh Hashanah is. Tshuva, which defines what Yom Kippur is brought to light, brought out and revealed through the mitzvahs Dalad Minim. And the mitzvah for Simcha Sachag, and the mitzvah of the rejoicing on Yom Tov, is an inyan from Simcha Shal Mitzvah, which of course is the Simcha. What Simcha is, what does Simcha mean? Simcha of the mitzvah. Thus is the gilui from the iskashus from Eden Sumabishan Durkima Mitzvah. That is how we reveal and bring out the connection between the Abishta and Yidden through the mitzvahs. By rejoicing, that brings it out into the open, into the public, that we rejoice from the mitzvah. Vasruf Tarev, the Tnuah from Simcha Bayidden, Zefrenzich mit Mitzvah Hashem, that we rejoice with these mitzvahs. So therefore, that explains how the three mitzvahs of Sukkahs are expressed, these three levels of which we've been talking about. The essential level, the essential connection is defined by the mitzvah of Sukkah. The tshuva connection between the Yidden and Hashem is defined by the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim. And the general mitzvahs which connect Hashem and Yidden is defined by the simcha, the rejoicing with the mitzvahs. Al pi ha'omer le'el. And based on what we said before, but zayin verstandig the chilik in dem din hanal zwischen sukkah lulav. Now we'll understand the difference between lulav and sukkah in regards to shalachem. Vibal das sukkah is the gilui from tamlechun aleichem, since the mitzvah of sukkah is what brings out the essential connection of tamlechun aleichem associated generally with Rosh Hashanah. Vasidin zayin ein zach mit nevishin, which defines the fact that the Yidden are essentially one with Hashem, is muvan. So we understand kanal as in them is nit shayach kein chilukim zwischen ein Yidden mit dem Zweiten. We understand that in that kind of connection there is no difference between one Yid and another. The essential, as we brought the mashal from the coronation, where the big minister and the commoner are all in the same tenua of bittul to the king. So there is no difference between one yid and another. All yidden are equal to that connection. In other words, that what does it mean that all yidden are fit to sit in the same sukkah? As mitzadim ilif and sukkah, that because of the high level of sukkah, shtein idnin asachtus atzmis, the yidden are in such a united state of unity. It's not like two people that become, that want to unite. Nor vi ali idn zanim al chatchilu kul achad ein etzem, but rather it brings out how every yid is essentially one with another Jew. We are actually one body and united as one body. The far is the din in them, therefore the halacha in that is as a sukkah shu'ula rei kishaloi, that a borrowed sukkah is yours. Not only it's as if it's yours, but that it is actually yours. For Vibalda sukkah is ma'achad ali yidden in emetzi, since the sukkah brings together all the yidden as one, kemenisht uptailen ein yidden from them tzveiten, so there is no difference between one Jew and another. You can't separate them away from each other. Und zogen as the sukkah is nicht shaloi, to say that the sukkah doesn't belong to this yid because it belongs to another yid. Since we're all one, so if it belongs to one, it belongs to everyone. Nor says Zayin Vienas, but rather it's mine, just like it's his. Masha'ein Kain, however, the one exception would be Bishasein a Gazel Tasukah from Tzveitin. If somebody steals a sukkah from somebody else, is that the Midgufa Menaged and Soitzer the Achdus and Sukkah, by the act of stealing from someone else, you have undone the unity which the sukkah brought out between yourself and the other yid. Midem vaser nemtes tzu beim tzeidin, because when you take it away from another person by force, shafter apirud in the achdus von sukkah, by this you create a separation in the natural essential unity which the sukkah creates. Between yourself, the one who stole it, and the person from who you stole it, kenishin is hasten shaloi. So therefore you've disrupted the unity which would have made the sukkah yours just like the other person's by stealing it. Now it's no longer yours because the unity has been disrupted, and therefore the exception would be if you steal the sukkah. But if it's borrowed, where he gave you his permission to use it, so therefore you're now one with him and the sukkah belongs to you no differently than it belongs to him. Thus is of an arbay sukkah. That's only true, however, for sukkah mashenge the dalad minim. But when it comes to the four, the lulav and esrik, chach as oich zei drik nois di sachtos v'nidin, even though the mitzvah of the dalad minim also expresses the unity amongst yidden. Mizma agat the alafir sukkah v'nidin suzamek yidua, as is well known that the four species represent four different categories of yidden, and we bring them all together as one. Is doch aber die Sachtes in Anäufen as they bleiben basundere Sugim. But even the unity there is in such a way that they have to be four different species. So each one remains a separate species. Euch nordam im zema alle magedenenem. Even after you bring them together and tie them together as a bundle, they still remain four separate species. So it's not the same kind of unity that's brought out by the sukkah. Vibal the mitzvah of Dalad Minim is Megalad the Kapora for Yom Kippurim. And as we said before, since the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim brings to light the victory of the atonement that we reach on Yom Kippur, is Geshem vi inim inyan Kapora zayin doch chilukim tzishin ein nidin mitten zveiten. So just like by the atonement, the tshuva, and the idea of a tshuva, there is some differences between different yidden. Vayl chodsh din akuda ikris. Because even though the essential idea of tshuva and atonement is really beyond differences, but the actual kapara, where it comes from, is a place where there is no differences, but the way it's expressed and the way it has to have its function in every individual yid, because of his failures and his needs for tshuva, each one it's separate for each one, different for each one. Al derech zeh is achdus von de dalad minim in anoifn as yeder ene bleibt in sein sug. So also the unity that is brought out through the Dalet Minim, even though it brings out a unity, but it still defines each person as whoever he, that person is, as a separate entity from the other people, or not as a separate entity, but a different kind of a person than the other person. So it's not that everybody is the same. Und der Rebbe kämen bei Ze, bei Di, Dalet Minim, nicht sagen, als die Minim Schulim seine Geschulim, and therefore, when it comes to the Dalet Minim, you can't say that someone else's Lulav and Esrik is yours, just like it is. Weil in dem bleibt der Rebbe Zunem Metzies und dem Zeiten, because Tshuva, even though it unites, and it's essentially we're all similar, but there is still a place in which we are different from each other in the mitzvah of Tshuva, and therefore since the Dalet Minim represent the idea of Tshuva, as we said, therefore you can't be called, you are the same as the other person, there is still a difference. Al Pizeh is movements are based on this, we understand, was by Sukkah state Lecha B'loshin Yochid. Why by Sukkah it says Lecha, Tasa Lecha, you should make in the singular. Whereas by the Dalet Minim, where do we learn that it has to belong to you from the word Lachem? Lachem is plural. It's not singular, it talks about other people. And the reason is, Basukkah, Zainan Ali Yidin, V'eimetzias Kegufechad, the Sukkah brings together all the Yidin as one entity. Lacha, there's only one entity. And so, and since we're talking to one entity, so the Torah speaks to us as one, lacha, to you as a singular. But when it comes to the four species, where, even though we're united, but each one is united with the other in their own personality, we take four different types of species, which means four different types of Yidden, and we bring them together, but they still remain, each one remains with their own identity. Zainazei, Arabim, Lachem, therefore, we're addressed by the Torah as Lachem, as separate entities. Alpha Bekein is the Dalet Minim Fart, da is in the Dalet Minim Fart, da the Inin is Achtas. But in the end, of course, in the Dalet Minim, there's also unity. We bring all the four species together. And then comes the third level of the mitzvah of Sukkah, which is mitzvah simcha. Which expresses the rejoicing, as we said before, expresses the connection between Yidden and Hashem through the mitzvahs. And that's why in the mitzvah of Simcha there are real differences between the different categories and how we do the mitzvah of Simcha. There is Chassidim v'Anshei Ma'aseh ha'yemerakdim, as the Gemara says, that the Chassidim and Anshei Ma'aseh, the higher level, the Tzaddikim and so on, they were actually in the circle dancing by Simchas Beis She'eva. Whereas the other people, the ordinary people, regular people, they just come to watch and to hear, and they're not part of the actual the actual dancing of the celebration. Meaning to say that because of the mitzvahs, actually so many different people have so many different ways of carrying out mitzvahs. That's why the celebration of the simcha was also each one according to their level, in as defined by their mitzvahs.